Yeah, G 26 people. Okay, but okay, they're on their way here. Basically, let's deal with the South African Express bill first, because it's really very, very little. Now, if I remember correctly, the law, Mr. Ntwana and your colleagues, am I correct? There's only very minor things. In the Express bill, we have got... the other question is on issue of 4-1. You will recall that we asked Peter to speak with Sandra, and what we did was we had a subcommittee meeting at 9 this morning, and we suggested to Sandra, I think Peter also agreed, that maybe 4-1 should be broken up into two sentences, and I think that's what she was working on, so she'll come back to us on that. And then on the scheduling, I think for both of them, I think that we should give ourselves more time to decide whether it should be a 3B or a 2. So I think some of us in the committee, at least the energy study group, would like more time to think about this. But we also think the executive needs to apply its mind. And based on the discussions we've had, both in the open committee and the subcommittee, or both open, the committees and the subcommittees, we have raised various issues with the executive, and we've asked the relevant departments to meet and work it through and come back to us. I was approached by the House Chief of Committees and the Chief of Office, as have been all committees, and as was discussed in the meeting yesterday afternoon, about progress in respect of the legislation before us. We will have finished both bills today, except for the scheduling. The Chief of Office and our committee chair of staff, we discussed the matter, and we thought, look, it is a Section 75 bill. And the last date for adoption in the House would be around the 25th of October, which is the first two or three days of the plenary sitting. I think we come back on the 8th or so, and the first 2 weeks are committee week. This committee will have a new chair occupying the position by then, and you will be focusing on the annual reports of the state-owned entities in the first 2 weeks. But I will still come to justice and finish off this bill. That's big even. There's nothing to do. We have asked the executive to apply its mind again to whether it wants to be a 2 or a 3B. And we've given them a few extra weeks. Given them a few extra weeks to do that. So we will finish the bill. The reports I will draft today and hand out. The reports will be straightforward. On this bill, the only thing we need to say about this is A, is that on the issue of scheduling, it remains an executive primarily function. Parliament has the right to obviously challenge that, but we must come up with formidable arguments if we defer with the executive on the issue of scheduling. Apart from that, it's a half-page report. There's nothing else to say, except that we note the financial success for now of that, and we hope it will maintain itself. And thirdly, that in any future transfer of shares, that the objects of sex should be kept into account. Maybe Peter can start a paragraph to reflect. So that's all, it'll be half a page report. I'll get it done by tomorrow morning, but it's to give it to Bonani to just read it. So there's nothing much to say on the report. So basically, if Sandra's ready, we can just finish the bill now. And we can vote on it informally, all the clauses informally, just go through them quickly, and then we will vote on it formally sometime between the 8th of October and let's say the 17th of October in the committee, and then in the House by the 25th. Yeah.
Chairperson, does that mean it will be removed on the agenda for the 20th?
I should have said that. Sorry, it will be removed. I think it's already been removed, but that's it. From the debate in the House on the 20th, these two bills. Can you raise that and remove it? Mr. Joyce is aware of this thing. I've written to him. And he, in fact, all of them I agree with. Okay, having said that, Chandra, and then we can finish. There's two things, Peter and Rick's thing on conversion and your reformulation of four, why not whatever it is.
Yes. Shall I start with 4:1?
Yeah.
It's on the second page. You will note that we have broken down the two main objects of SAS in an A and B.
Where is it?
Can I just, everybody received a copy?
Oh, okay, right. So now we've got a new version here. Yeah. We must with all this red stuff, you know, feel very easier, but nevertheless, okay.
Chair, I think we need to just distribute that first.
You see what I've got is a three page. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, so yeah, we got to go to page 2, right? And you've done it like this. Let me provide some. Can you do this back to the video? Huh? You were working on it with Sandra.
Yes. If I may just, are we supposed to say cargo and mail, or should it just be cargo, comma, mail?
Oh, we just got this really
I wasn't at the meeting.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, I'll brief you.
No, I demand an answer.
Now, he's right, you know what? He was on duty. And his theory is it was a conspiracy, but let's not discuss that, right? No, Joachim will explain that is the terminology that's used in the international aviation industry. Needless to say, Peter, if it's of any consolation, I'll also pick that up.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that international aviation is wrong.
Yeah, exactly that means that you and I are
okay. Alright. So the next one is, we will check the number of the three. Yeah, we probably have two.
The next is on section 7. We have inserted D, and essentially it confirms the fact that if a conversion takes place, in other words, SAS becomes a public company and not a Pty Limited, then its main objects and powers will remain unaffected.
Thank you very much. Now, having said all that, we've finished with the bill. The report I've given you verbally, but only I'll send you a report, you can send it out. It's mainly to get the opposition parties to agree, because a study group, I think, isn't it? Yeah, we both, what we normally do is we vote on the bill and the report the same day. Let us take 5 minutes. I'll come and do that, right? Yeah, I gotta be there. Okay, so there's nothing left on this bill. Inquire? What's your first name? Nkulileko, eh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Nkulileko. There's no, nothing that you go after, nothing that I can see.
Nothing, no, sir.
Okay, good. Then I had a bonging course he was last dealing with it.
It's possible that we can get them as we speak. Include all the members. The only thing that is in the schedule, but it is possible that we can get a final.
They will not do it until we have voted on the call. That's the procedure. They won't do it until after. But the text is that this is not very specific. But I like your thinking, Daniel. I'll show you how you do that. But she couldn't drive a car, that I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Later, you can to you. Probably confused because it's like going to acquire
oh, okay, right. But now you're provoking us. But that you have to agree with us.
Thanks, DPE. Last time we had some in terms of the outstanding issues under the no, now I'm being disorganized. Under the long time, you had some addition about the servitude because we have put it under the main object as D. So we had to take it also on the long title. Can you just take us through on that?
We have included servitude, okay. I'm not quite sure what the question is. We provided both for expropriation and servitude an additional right.
Yes.
Yes.
Now you covered.
Yes.
Oh.
The other issues we were supposed to deal with was on page 2 from
we are using the one set out to you. So this was always used on the 11th September 2007, page 3, from Constance Brown. 11th September. You got it? I don't know why you don't speak on this.
And I said, you have to make a big A or a B or a Y or a same on the key down here.
There will be a good time for you because you get 10,000 verses in the window. They never learn. And I think you should just understand. You are a part of it. It's good that you should go around. They want to do some time to work for you to be.
Yes. Thank you very much. Captain, I wonder if I was not somebody going to go there. You know, over there to see.
Why?
No, just to see.
You are almost completely fully in charge of the
Yes, maybe let's use the 11th September as the shell is saying. You see, are these flying documents that are confusing? Let me go back to my text. Under the main object, the main object and part of Infraco 4.1, there was an issue that we need to go back and rework the issue of including the issue of international best practices and so on. So I just want to check out, did you rework it, because you were supposed to go back and do that for one under the main object. But as it is now, it seems we will be covering what we requested to be done. Members, do you have any comment around that particular clause, 4.1 under section 4, the main objects and powers of infrastructure? Mm-hmm. If we agree, then we move. Any comment, members? Ntwana?
Nothing. Just remind me what Peter, again, insisted that, and he's right, we should, you know, have something about pricing. That essentially, InfraCo must actually put its money where its mouth is, so to speak. That it's no good saying we're going to do all these wonderful things and it's not taking prices into account. The aim is to reduce the cost of broadband. And even with state-owned entities, we can't fully trust them. And we're Parliament anyway. We have to keep reminding members, we're not the executive. We must actually exercise our responsibilities, and therefore, we have suggested that they must take into account international best practice and pricing. Because what an international best practice means, too generic. Is that not what, Sandra, what we agreed on? And you spoke with Peter, and we've agreed on that.
Okay. Indeed, Chair.
So we can adopt that comment?
Yeah, adopt it. Let's move to the second one, Chair, under Section 6. We were supposed to go back and rework Section 6.2. With the assistance of the state law advisor and also the parliamentary services. CBE?
Chair, I can confirm that we have done so. We have reached consensus amongst ourselves. Nothing has changed materially. But what I would like to add is that in the discussion this morning with the chairperson of the committee, he has pointed to an editorial error. When you look at 2A Roman numeral 2, at the end of that sentence there's a semicolon. That must just be a comma. So we have already affected that change. That's the only further change that we've made there. It's just an editorial correction.
Eugene?
Yeah.
Nothing. Mr. Fante?
And I was still busy with 4.1 because you went over that so quickly. And I think you should claim, you know, we changed this because this and this and this. You know, we just received this 5 minutes ago and we said, oh, there it is. We agree. And we said,
oh, I need to be fair to the coach. Yeah, I should explain. In fact, I over explained. No, it's not fair. It's funny. I said that Mr. Peter looks across. He has repeatedly been raising the need. As I said, I'll repeat it very quickly, to put broadband must put its money in. What did I say? I've forgotten. I don't think these things, so I don't know what the wording is, but I'll tell you what essentially it is. And it's very good. I don't know why Peter's just left, by the way. It's irritating, because he's been badgering us to put this thing in, and then he suddenly disappears. Where's the word? Oh, she's in Belgium. Okay. Now, the fact is, money. This is a very important intervention by Peter. He says, for the department to tell us that one of the objects of InfraCo is to be commensurate in its practices with international practices is not a yen or it's too generic. It must actually be commensurate with the prices. So we must definitely require InfraCo to bring prices down. And he has the notion of developmental, and we're a bit cautious because we don't know the future of InfraCo. Therefore, the compromise we came to is a wonderful one, and I thank Sandra and Peter for coming to this, to put it in the objects. Is to say that when you InfraCo function, the only new words we've added, comrade friend, is and pricing. That's all we've added. And I think it's put in very, we tried various formulations, Peter and Sandra over the phone, they phoned me, and so on. The subcommittee that, you know, was mandated to meet last week, we met this morning for a few minutes, and, you know, this is the wording we came to, and I think it's fine. That's what it is. It's only new words are end pricing. Yeah. I had explained it earlier. I think you were distracted, but I had explained it. So, I mean, to be fair to you, Bongi Kosi, we have. And to be fair to Bongi Kosi, he wasn't there this morning when we did it, because, you know, we just thought it's a technical thing. It's wording, it's not policy.
No, 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 thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Section 6-2. Members, come forward.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. On 2A, Roman 2, on that one, construction, is it a full stop or a comma there?
It is a comma.
Thank you. Eugene? Are you okay? Stakeholders, let's adopt it because I'm moving very fast because these were only outstanding issues. I assume members went through the issues, the discussed race issues, other than trying to elaborate again. Let's adopt that. On 3A, section 6-3A, it was only the issue of cross referencing by the legal services. That's the confirmation, Mr. Antoine.
Chair, and as a consequence, we've just deleted the reference to the Roman numeral 1.
That's right. You don't have it anymore.
Yes.
That's what we alerted you to last week. So we can adopt that.
Can I adopt that? The next one is under section 6-4. We requested some reformulation around that between the legal services TPE.
Chair, yes, we met and we came to a consensus position with regard to this provision by inserting in the second line before the word transferee the words third party, and where at all further points where the word transferee is used, to insert prior to the reference transferee third party. So throughout we emphasize that it's a third party transferee and it's not Infraco. And then also to emphasize the fact that those rights that this third party transferee will not be entitled to would be further extension of rights, and therefore we inserted in the second last line the word further before extend. In the very last line there was just a editorial correction. We had a reference to section, it must read subsection 2.
Thank you very much. Now we should read in subsection 2 or subsection.
Subsection 2.
Okay, thank you.
Member.
Parliamentary Legal Service.
No, sir, we are part of this.
We are part of
this.
So we are okay. Thank you, Arvind.
We are okay, we are part of this.
Okay.
I wasn't part of it, but I'm
also. That's a nice one.
Yeah, I can remember there's only one final thing which I'm on the council because, as I said, by the way, welcome, Mashila. Sorry we started before you got here. I'll write you a letter of policy. Can we then say, look, I've already reported on this matter, but partly because the DOC representative is here. We finished both votes. There's nothing further for us to do. The report will be available this afternoon. On the Infraco bill, there'll be a longer report. Just to alert members of things we have said. In respect of the scheduling, I've already accounted. The bill will not be voted for on Friday or today. We will leave the executive to meet. They wanted a few weeks. We will apply our mind and we'll come back and vote on this bill. Although I'll be sharing justice, I'll just come in and finish this bill. It'll take 2 minutes. There is no reason. I don't know who pays for people's flights from Johannesburg or wherever they come from. There is really no reason to fly up. Frankly, Parliament is open and transparent. Nothing's going to happen. The only thing that's going to happen, and you can phone Bonani and let you know beforehand, whether it's going to be a 3B and 2. We're not opening up a debate. That's all. Now to fly up for 50 seconds, Okay, Peter was saying, Eunice, you're never capable of finishing a meeting in 30 seconds. Even myself, as an overworthy, overtalkative chair, I couldn't take more than 2.5 minutes. So to fly up, to fly up at thousands of rounds for a 2.5 minute meeting, you must ask yourself whether it's worth it. Okay, Marty, I know the lame ducks here, you can slap me, but the point is this, there's a 2.5, and can the can we instruct you, as Parliament, it's the Swiss Christmas money, the department, you don't need to send anybody apart from Sandra, what's the point, for 2.5 minutes, okay? Or if Sandra can't come, you can send whoever else you want to, but somebody's familiar with the book. There's no point. 2.5 minutes is not worth it. Using the state's money. We've allocated you, so 2.5 minutes. No, there's nothing else to discuss. Okay. Well, literally, I'm being metaphorical. It won't literally be 2.5 minutes. I mean, don't allocate members in your diary 2.5 minutes. I mean, you know, what you as metaphorical. Okay? We will have a quick summary of the issues. It'll take about half an hour, at least, if you really want it. But even for half an hour, we'll fly up. Hey, you've got to ask yourself. Okay, sounds lovely and all, but don't pretend you're coming to the committee. Go to the beach if you want to. Whoever I'm addressing, I don't know, but I'm just trying to pay attention to. Those of you in the private sector who can afford those salaries, hey, man, I can refer you to lots of charities that can do with the money, but talk to me outside this meeting. Now, on the report, what we're going to say? We're going to say, firstly, that while we appreciate that this bill had to go through quite a complex, intricate process of negotiating within the executive and with key stakeholders, our view is that the executive in general is also obliged to consult with stakeholders and take their representations seriously. What, after all, is the point of gazetting? It's not a nominal process. You meant to look at what people are saying and then say, look, maybe they got a point. In fact, what the executive needs to know is that these same stakeholders have every right to bring back the same issues that they've raised with the executive to Parliament, because Parliament has applied its own mind to those issues. And in the case of this bill, we are actually convinced, all of us, if not almost all of us, that if the department had applied its mind more strenuously to the representations made, we could have saved a lot of time. Because in fact, through the process of public hearings and negotiations here, we accepted a significant part of what the stakeholders made in terms of representations to the executive some 2 months ago. Point two, we are pleading with the executive to have greater interdepartmental coordination. The option of licensing that has come to be could have been thought of beforehand. We are not convinced here to bring everything here to Parliament, keep us so preoccupied with that issue. It was the main substance of the representations made in the public hearing. So we will, as Parliament, make it clear that we feel, while being sympathetic to DPE and DOC, that they could have sorted this matter out before they came to Parliament. I knew Mani would agree with me on that. Point three is that we note that there is a commercial agreement between Neotel and the government. This committee is not a court of law, nor can it adjudicate, and there are some issues of fundamental prerogative of the executive. However, it is our feeling that given the historical and other aspects of this entry into the market of Neotel, and recognizing the value Neotel will serve to the communications industry and to the people as a whole, we would urge the department, the ministry, and Neotel to come to an amicable settlement that is reasonably consistent with this bill and the ECA. That's all we can say. We cannot put down in a report the terms of the agreement. It's not really our responsibility. We always say, this is Parliament's area, don't you interfere, the executive. We also cannot be intrusive. We will also then say that InfraCo is to us a relatively unknown entity. And we think there's considerable potential in it, but we are not sure. And this committee will actively monitor. We will then note Centec representations to us about it being a 2 or a 3B. They want to be a 2. We will note that this matter should be referred to the Committee on Communications. But that is a matter we cannot decide on. On scheduling, we've covered the ground. There's nothing more to say.
What else would we say in our report? Because I'll do the report now. If I have time, I'll do it in the house this afternoon. While I'm gossiping to Carol Johnson, maybe she's there, or Ruben, if he's there, I'll do it. It's not a big report to do it. We've got a page and a half, 2 pages. We send it out. We can't vote on it until then, but can we just resolve it? What else do people want to say about this book? Peter, you might have some ideas. Like, the three of us are relatively contentious about this thing. Is that correct?
I will provide you my considered opinion once I've seen your draft.
That's it, more or less. Okay. Having said that, I know it's premature, but when we come back, I don't want to go through all these formalities. One is that this may probably no, that is okay. Firstly, let's start with the program. First, I must thank the department and all the stakeholders, not least Mashila from DOC and others, Tigana Dube and others who came from Centec and whoever else is here. I haven't acknowledged everybody, but thanks to everybody. Thanks to the state law advisors and so on. To explain that next Tuesday, the department will be here. We've been given permission. But I'm going to send the notes out. They will, I think it's an excellent idea, Sandra and the rest of you, that the department coming to what we've been asking for. It's wonderful you're doing it on the eve of the annual report process. What we're going to have is the department telling us what their shareholder, a key aspect of the shareholder compact is, that's right, with the SOE.
That is correct.
So that is, if you like, a guide for us to judge how the SOEs are performing. What we could do, we have to get more strenuous now and more exacting in our engagement with the SOEs. That is easy for me to say, it's great. But the fact is, can you get their corporate plans or business plans to the extent that they are public for that year? So we judge their performance against their aims and goals, or what we call key performance indicators. Okay? Then the second point is, on Wednesday next week, we are having Transnet. Hopefully, Fatima Chuan is under considerable pressure to finish the bills that are currently before that committee, with her committee. She may not be able to come, but hopefully she will be here, because it's important, I think, for her to, I'll speak to this afternoon, to be here when the first SOE comes, you know? Apart from that, I think I will be here too next Wednesday. So I won't be here on Tuesday probably. I've been given some political responsibility. Now whether that goes ahead or not is partly dependent on me, partly dependent on others. So I may or may not be here. But even if I am here, I would prefer Peter to chair, because I'm not going to be around. So it's important that somebody is here, because Comrade Condler won't be here, I know. Right. Next Tuesday, Peter can chair. Next Wednesday, if I'm here, I might chair and or Fatima chairs and or the person in the ANC study group responsible for Transnet, whoever it is, will chair. Okay? Who's responsible for Transnet? Can you remember? Anything else? Okay. Now, sorry, there's no meeting on Friday. There's a meeting on Tuesday next week at 10 to deal with the shareholder management compact. On Wednesday next week, Transnet. Is that correct, Transnet? And then we don't sit again until we come back early in October. Sorry, Amani?
Is it possible that we can get a program for next week and when we kick off after
the program is given to you,
already changes by next week and Friday we will not be there.
Program is finished up till the end of the year and it was given to you in August, and in fact that part there's just one minor amendment that we have to take into account. We've moved DPE to be considered later in the year, and we've added PBMR to ESCOM, but it's basically the same report. We will send you another copy. We need to discuss that. They can't just do that.
As soon as the reports are available on both, that we will receive it. It might happen. Because we know the reports will only not refer to the schedule, but when can we receive the reports on these two bills? In advance.
Oh, you mean on my job?
Yeah.
I told you by tomorrow.
On both reports.
Yeah. I'm in the house this afternoon. More or less exactly the words I've given you. If somebody had dictated, if you got a tape recorder, well, I would just write out what I said. You can give it to him now. Just write it out. Okay. That's exactly the report. I mean, what's going to be the... Yeah, okay. Maybe tweet here with a comma or a full stop. But I can give it to you. Okay. I'll give it to you tomorrow. By the way, okay, leave that aside. Quickly now, the ANC study group, can we stay behind because you've got one internal matter to address? Okay? Yeah, 15 minutes, I can't see more. Anything else, members? No. Thank you very much. Keep well. Behave.